One of the jurors who acquitted four local Teamsters charged with attempting to extort the TV show Top Chef says federal prosecutors never came close to proving their case. Last week's verdicts came in a stunning contrast to iPhone videos and witness testimony that described thuggish behavior, vile words, and physical threats by the Teamsters against the non-union TV crew and the star of Top Chef. But one juror tells WBUR the jury did not have the evidence to convict. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
We caught Brandon Altieri on his way back to the University of Scranton after what he calls an interesting finish to summer vacation. About the picket line conduct of the four Teamster defendants, the college student was clear.
Yeah, they were mean, but it's not a crime to be mean. We look beyond that.
Three men, nine women. They had been selected after close screening of prospective jurors.
It was taken, like, one of the questions was, could we look past that language and conduct? And I think most people were able to do that pretty well.
The way I interpret that, we saw them as jerks, but not as criminals.
Boston College law professor Jeffrey Cohen spent 8 years prosecuting public corruption as an assistant U.S. attorney in Boston. What the prosecution needed to prove was that the Teamsters had a criminal intent and not just an intent to be jerks.
In order to commit an extortion, you would have to act knowingly and willfully.
Altieri says that early on in their deliberations, most of the jurors coalesced.
We really didn't see proof that they were actually knowledgeable that they were committing a crime.
The key question for the jury, Altieri says, was framed by the judge's instructions. Were the Teamsters trying to get Top Chef to hire and pay them for jobs that were not needed and not wanted, or were the Teamsters seeking jobs in which they would replace non-union workers? Here's how defense attorney Carmen Lepore summed it up after the verdicts.
Well, I think that the judge narrowed the issues to whether or not the government had to prove, or they could prove, whether or not they were seeking additional services, which would be unlawful, or replacement services, which would not be unlawful.
The burden of proof is always on the government. And Altieri says he and his fellow jurors got no proof.
It really came down to the fact that there was no proof either way that we couldn't really get by.
After one holdout finally came around, the jurors cast a total of 96 votes for not guilty, a resounding defeat for the government. Once again, former prosecutor Jeffrey Cohen.
Once you decide that the government did not sufficiently prove to you that these were illegitimate labor objectives, then all the verdict flows from that.
When asked if he thought the prosecution was government overreach, Altieri said he thought so.
Looking back at it, to me at least, it was never actually close to being proven that they were guilty.
The acting U.S. attorney, William Weinreb, complains about the knee-jerk reaction of calling the losing prosecution overreach.
The jury, in the end, disagreed with us, and we respect their verdict, but we will continue to root out this kind of behavior whenever we become aware of it.
Meanwhile, Brandon Altieri, like the Teamster Four, has been discharged. He's off to start his sophomore year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.